Shalom and Yeshua. This is Rabbi Deborah Brandt, and today is day 31, Emunah, Life in Messiah Yeshua. Your word is fixed in the heavens. Psalm 119:89-96. Lord, your word is forever. It is firmly fixed in heaven. Your faithfulness, Emunah, is for all generations. You establish the earth and it stands firm. Your judgments stand firm today, for all things are your servants. If your instruction had not been my delight, I would have died in my affliction. I will never forget your precepts, for you have given me life through them. I am yours, save me, for I have studied your precepts. The wicked hope to destroy me, but I contemplate your decrees. I have seen a limit to all perfection, but your command is without limit. This section of Psalm 119 begins with the Hebrew letter Lamed, the symbol of teaching and purpose, also a symbol or picture of a shepherd's staff, meaning control, speak, and authority. The numerical value is 30. This letter brings us to the halfway point of the alphabet. From the wisdom of the Hebrew alphabet, Rabbi Monk, the Lamed is a majestic letter towering above the other letters from its position in the center of the alphabet. Thus it symbolizes the King of Kings, the supreme ruler. On one side, the Lamed is flanked by a kof, which alludes to God's throne of glory, while on its other side stands the mem, which is the attribute of God's kingship. Together, these letters, mem, Lamed, kof, spell King, Melech. The shape of the Lamed consists of a kof with a vav on its roof. Lamed is related to Lamad, which refers both to teaching and to learning. Man has a duty to teach God's will and Torah, teachings and instructions, but he cannot do so unless he first learns and acquires knowledge. That the tallest letter in the alphabet is the one that implies learning and teaching implies that this quality is man's highest endowment. Man's intellectual capacity is God's august gift, with which he can develop human consciousness of the divine and transmit spirituality. The goal of Torah is so to absorb its teaching into one's heart. Genuine learning penetrates the heart as the Torah demands, Deuteronomy 6:6. Lamed represents the heart in another way, just as the heart is the center of the body, so is the Lamed the center of the alphabet. And just as the heart sustains the body, so does heartfelt learning of Torah sustain the spirit. The eightfold Lamed, eternal and imperishable in the constant verifying of its self, is the vigorous and consolatory word of God to which the poet will ever cling. It has heaven as its standing place, and therefore it also has the qualities of heaven, and before all others, heaven-like stability. Kiel and Delitzsch. Yahweh Elohim's word is forever settled. Thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. His word is settled in heaven, and our prayer should be that his word is settled on earth as well. When we speak the word, believe his word, act on his word, we are settling his word here on earth as it is in heaven. Matthew 24:30-35. Truly I say to you, this generation will not pass away until all these things take place. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away. English Standard Version, 1 Peter 1:23-25. Or 24-25, for all flesh is like grass, and all its glory like the flower of grass. The grass withers, and the flower falls, but the word of the Lord remains forever. And this word is the good news that was preached to you. Psalm 119:96, Amplified Bible. I have seen that everything human has its limits and end, no matter how extensive, noble, and excellent. But your commandment is exceedingly broad, and extends without limits into eternity. From the art scroll Tehillim, this verse, which describes the limitless quality of God's Torah, itself alludes to numerous concepts, a few which are briefly mentioned. Here, although some commandments seem to have given for a specific reason, they may actually serve many purposes not necessarily obvious to us. Every desire can eventually be satisfied except the desire of Torah knowledge. All other goals are achieved only upon completion. However, each step in Torah and mitzvahs, which can for be completed represents a goal and achievement in itself. Every striving has a point at which one can say that the goal has been reached. But Torah, which teaches us how to use every aspect of our lives, is as extensive as life itself. Number one, God's Torah word endures. Isaiah 40, verse 8. The grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever. 2. God's Torah word is our food. Deuteronomy 8, 2 and 3. You are to remember all the way that Adonai your God has led you these 40 years in the wilderness, in order to humble you, to test you, to know what is in your heart, whether you would keep his mitzvot or not. He afflicted you and let you go hungry. Then he fed you manna, which neither you nor your fathers had known, in order to make you understand that man does not live by bread alone, but by every word that comes from the mouth of Adonai. 3. God's Torah word must be in our heart. Deuteronomy 6, 4-6. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God, the Lord is one. Love Adonai your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength. These words which I command you today are to be on your heart. 4. We are to love the Torah of God, Psalm 1, 2. But his delight is in the Torah of Adonai, and on his Torah he meditates day and night. 5. God's Torah word is powerful. Jeremiah 23:29. Is not my word like fire, says Adonai, or like a hammer that shatters rock? 6. God's Torah purifies. John 17:17. Make them holy in the truth. Your word is truth. 7. God's Torah word is sacred. Deuteronomy 4:1-2. Now, O Israel, listen to the statutes and ordinances that I am teaching you to do, so that you may live and go in and possess the land that Adonai, the God of your fathers, is giving you. You must not add to the word that I am commanding you or take away from it, in order to keep the mitzvah of Adonai your God that I am commanding you. Revelation 22:18-19. I testify to everyone who hears the words of the prophecy of this book. If anyone adds to them, God shall add to him the plagues that are written in this book. And if anyone takes away from the words of this book of prophecy, God shall take away his share in the tree of life and the holy city, which are written in this book. 8. We are to search God's word, Torah. Deuteronomy 17:18-19. Now when he sits on the throne of his kingdom, he is to write for himself a copy of this Torah on a scroll from what is before the Levitical Kohanim. It will remain with him, and he will read it all the days of his life, in order to learn to fear Adonai his God, and keep all the words of this Torah and these statutes. Acts 17:10-11. As soon as it was night, the brothers sent Paul and Silas to Berea. Upon arrival, they made their way to the Jewish synagogue. Now these were more noble-minded than those in Thessalonica, because they received the message with goodwill, searching the scriptures each day to see whether these things were true. 9. God's Torah is seed. Isaiah 55:10-11. For as the dew and the rain and the snow come down from heaven, do not return there without having watered the earth, make it a bring forth and sprout, giving seed to sow and bread to eat. So my word will be that goes out of my mouth. It will not return to me in vain, but will accomplish what I intend and will succeed in what I sent it for. 10. God's Torah word is sure. Psalm 89:34-35. But I will not withdraw my loving kindness from him, nor will I betray my faithfulness. I will not violate my covenant, nor alter what my lips have altered. 11. God's Torah word must be taught. Deuteronomy 11:18-20. Therefore you are to set these words of mine in your heart and in your soul. You are to bind them as a sign on your hand and as frontlets between your eyes. You are to teach them to your children, speaking of them when you sit in your house, when you walk by the way, when you lie down, and when you rise up. You are to write them on the doorpost of your house and on your gates. 12. God's Torah word is perfect and pure. Psalm 19:8-12. The Torah of Adonai is perfect, restoring the soul. The testimony of Adonai is trustworthy, making the simple wise. The precepts of Adonai are right, giving joy to the heart. The mitzvot of Adonai are pure, giving light to the eyes. The fear of Adonai is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of Adonai are true and altogether righteous. They are more desirable than gold, yes, more than much pure gold. They are sweeter than honey and drippings of the honeycomb. Moreover, by them your servant is warned. In keeping them there is great reward. Shalom in Yeshua.